Hello, and welcome to your appointment. It's been quite a time lately, hasn't it? Lots of things happening. Some good, some bad, some middle of the road. All of them seeming to demand some kind of response from us. I find one of the best methods for dealing with anxiety and worry is a simple realization that not everything requires some response from us. In this day and age, it can be very easy to begin to think that every single thing that happens everywhere in the world requires some sort of response from you personally. I think when the mind gets that way, the best thing to do is to take a moment, relax, and breathe. That is going to be what our appointment today is about. The world seems so full of bad news, but clouds will always pass. In the meantime, it is up to us to take a moment for ourselves. And that is not selfish, that is not bad, that is healthy, and that is necessary. Thus, since a vacation may not be possible right now, I figured I would take us somewhere to get away from it all for just a moment. And thus, I will have to perform a bit of hypnosis. Of course, by now, you're probably somewhat familiar with my methods. So, why don't you take a seat among my coils? There you are. There you are. Comfortable? Of course you are. Now, I'm going to begin slithering around your body, my great coils amassing around your legs. Feel them drifting over the tops of your feet as I ask you to gently close your eyes. Now, as you close your eyes, I want you to push away all external stimuli. I want you to see me in your mind's eye. I want you to feel my coils moving about your body, slithering around your ankles and up along your calves. I want you to feel held here, gently cradled, as my touch slithers up and up and up. And as the figure of me in your mind begins to lean close, our noses almost touching, I want you to picture color. My iris is expanding into a rainbow of earthen tones, gently wrapping around your mind the way I wrap around your body. As this takes hold of you, I want you to breathe. Find your own pace. There is no wrong way to do this. Everyone has a different body. Everyone has a different soul. Everyone has their own way to breathe. Simply find yours and find a steady rhythm as you feel my weight begin to encompass you. Very good. Very good. I want you to focus on the sound of my voice and the sensation of my coils and those pretty colors behind your eyes. As you think about these things, I want you to begin to visualize certain things for me. Feel my coils climb up around your thighs, gently squeezing soft pressure. There you are. There you are. I want you to imagine a light in your corner. The brightness of it is not important, but I want you to imagine it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I want it to take up your shape. Inside, you are made all up of light. Very good. Very good. As you visualize this, I want you to feel my coils coming up along your body, made up of that light. Up past your hips to gently enclose your tummy. Up, up, and up past your elbows, arms at your sides, a slow silken hiss of scale gently encompassing the whole. As you imagine that light, I want you to imagine that these coins, and that my presence, and that my body is also a light of sorts. Imagine our lights meshing together, stirring together, as my coils gently swirl around you, like adding cream to a warm cup of coffee. Imagine this as I swirl up and up and up, until I reach your shoulders, the tip of my tail pouring fluid and gentle against your collarbone, to pull just lightly like the world's comfiest airplane pillow around the bottom of your head, cupping your chin, securing itself around the back of your head, and holding you gently immersed within my touch. Our lights are flowing together now, and as they do, I'm going to use this to take you somewhere. I need you to continue to breathe. Take a deep breath in and out in your own time. And as you do this, I want you to imagine warm scents, warm smells, whatever that might mean to you. A favorite hot drink, the smell and crackle of a fire, whatever would make you the most comfortable. It could even be the smell of your favorite blanket permeating up through your nose. I'm going to use these thoughts of comfort to take you somewhere special. As you center in on these thoughts, I want you to begin to hear the light sound of birdsong, of leaves gently blowing in a breeze. And as you center in on this idea, I want you to open not your eyes, but your mind's eye to a place called the Treetop Treehouse. As you open your eyes, you see a stone walkway leading to the base of a massive tree. It puts the great sequoias to shame, its great branches reaching out like the world tree in Nordic myth in all directions. Within its great branches, you can see houses and buildings and all sorts of things. Slithering towards its great entrance, two doors the size of a two-story building open to welcome Nagas and their compatriots. The sounds of slithering and walking alike begin to fill your ears as I smile down at you and say this is where we will be relaxing for the time being. As we go inside, you can smell warm scents all around you. People are escaping the cold, warmth, whatever they need to be in this place, to be here with friends, and to be held. You can see Nagas coiled around their companions in various positions throughout the lobby. Some of them are reading, propped up on their own coils, gentle narrations of many books read to friends, tightly, closely, and caringly held. You walk beside me as we go up to the counter. It is run by a squirrel woman who has a Naga friend running the back of house. They smile and say that I've booked a private room that both of us will be spending the day in. Today is a day of relaxation, a day of no worries, a day of no anxieties, a day we are going to spend in each other's company, in pleasant washes of scale and conversation among the treetops of this place. We're handed a key, and I entrust it to you for safekeeping as I slither off towards the elevator. The elevators are sized for Nagas, but I am particularly large, so I allow you to go in first, before gently flowing my own coils into the small space that will ferry us up to our room. You find yourself lightly, cordially pressed against the back of the elevator by the mass of my scales around you. The weight is familiar, slightly cool, and very smooth. My coils occasionally jostle for comfort, rubbing up against you as we ride up, up, and up. You find yourself comforted by the view outside of the glass window on the side of the elevator. You can see the branches as they flow by, various Nagas resting comfortably amid branches and in little houses. You can see beyond the tree, there is a town farther down, but we are not quite high enough to get a good view of it. The elevator comes to a stop, and I slither out, freeing you from your slight confinement against the wall of the lift. I go forward, and we reach a door, door number 32. Each door is marked with a number atop an acorn that seems to have been lovingly handcrafted. I open the door and usher you inside. Within, you can see the great branches of the tree flood into the rooms and houses that mark the treetop treehouse. There is a dozen or more massive branches, thicker than a car and thinner than a straw, all running throughout the room. There are also beanbags, a television, and several game systems provided. I smile and point to a small kitchen where tea has also been set up. A kettle is already near boil, as though they expected our exact arrival at this time. But for now, I think you need other things before we enjoy the other entertainments present at this resort. I look up into the miniature tree made up of the greater tree that floods into our room, and I smile at you and ask if you'd like to sit among the branches for a while. You tell me yes, yes you would, and I smile and say I'm going to help you up. Trees are no obstacle for me. Nagas in general have very little problem slithering among branches and tree trunks. In a moment, my massive bulk curls around the tree, slithering up, up, and up, until I curl around a particularly sturdy branch, smiling down at you as I rest a chin on my hands. Before you can ask how I'm going to help you up, the tip of my tail is already spooling down from the great branches, collecting gently next to you, offering you a seat on the very tip. With only slight apprehension here in this new scenario, you sit down, feeling me supporting your weight very, very gently. The tip of my tail curls up into your lap. You find the urge to pet it, and as you do, it responds almost like a pleased cat, its cool, smooth surface pushing up against your hands, gently, softly, and affectionately. After a moment of this shared affection, I slither my tail tip just around your tummy, securing my grip around your lap and your hips, gently flicking the tip of my tail against your side in a calm reassurance. The reassurance of serpents. The reassurance that this hold is for you, and you alone. I gently begin to elevate you, taking my time, letting you see the branches. As you go up and up and up, you notice a massive round bay window. From here, you can see the town below the treetop treehouse. You can see smoke steaming out from the chimneys. A thousand little cozy vignettes all displayed as the sun sets beyond our comfortable little room. I lift you up and hold you in front of me, my smile taking on a slightly playful air, as I ask if you're comfortable. You nod, and I say I can make you more so. I playfully begin to spin you in place, adding more of my coils around your legs, as though I were spinning a top in reverse. The motion is gentle and not at all upsetting, but inexorably, smoothly comforting as you find your lower body immersed in scales. I smile at you a little more and say that I'm glad you could come here with me. It is always more fun to come to such places with a friend to whom you can turn and say, look at that, and aren't we happy to be here? Today, I am that friend, and I am holding you as your legs straighten under my grip, and I gently sit you on the branch. Using the leverage, my tail begins to move upwards, all of the previous coils spinning along with it, to gently and smoothly slide up your body, creating a coil cocoon around your form. It only takes a moment for you to be secured up to your cheeks again. You find yourself immersed completely in that cool, smooth, scaled touch. The tip of my tail gently plays with your cheek and worries at your hair as I look over you. You ask what I'm looking at, and I say I'm looking at a lovely person who often doesn't think they are lovely, and I say, that's a shame. Perhaps today, you can think you're as lovely as other people do. Perhaps today, you can think that you're worthy of such a vacation. And perhaps today, I can think that I am worthy of your company. That's right. You think that you're the only one who has insecurities, who has anxieties, who has issues of self-worth and value. But you're not. Everyone does. And you have to cut yourself some slack for feeling these things. As I tell you this, I slither closer, and I gently cup your cheeks with my hands, as well as my tail, your expression somewhat squished and ever adorable, as my tongue flickers outwards. I say that you are special, and that you should internalize this. I know that one session, one day, one vacation may not be enough to cinch in on these ideas. And as I say this, my coils tighten. But if you start every day, every experience, every journey, in a positive mindset, with a kindness to yourself and others, you and I can build that self-esteem. Slowly but surely, I want you to begin to see yourself as a positive presence in the world, and go out with the thought of how you can spread that joy and that love for life, the world, and all the people in it. This holistic approach to seeing the universe is very important to a balanced life. And I wish to impart this upon you in this vacation. But enough of therapy. Today is a day for fun. As I say this, I very gently flip you upside down and slowly sway you back and forth like a hypnotic pendulum, chuckling at my own visual pun, before gently righting you and loosening my coils enough to where you slide out of your cocoon down along the length of my tail like a living slide which eventually rises in a sine wave to bring you to a stop against the trunk of my tail, reclining gently and softly. As you lay there, my tail comes around again and gently layers three enormous loops around you, tying you to the trunk of my body. Me at the back of you, and me at the front of you. With my great length, I slither down to the ground floor and return with a cup of tea. One of your hands is free from this coily embrace. I hand you a saucer and a teacup, and take my own. I sip gently, and you can feel the muscles in my tail flexing as I swallow. You can feel my heartbeat, my pulse. And I can feel yours. I smile and we begin to talk. You tell me about all your favorite things, and I listen, gently and earnestly, nodding and asking the occasional question. I'm quite surprised when you ask me about my life. Not many people do that with therapists, but I suppose I can share a little bit. Once upon a time, far back in the past, I was lonely and cold, and I remember that feeling, always and forever. And I hope to alleviate such things, in my friends and in the world at large. I thought to myself that if I could grow into the kind of person who could be a comfort to others, then that would be a life worth living. And I can only hope I have accomplished it. Beyond this, my life is mostly unimportant. I live for others, and I hope other people will start to feel the same way. I find myself abashed, speaking so frankly about my own thoughts and mind. But you gently calm me, and I chuckle, our seating reversed in the metaphorical therapist chair. We enjoy tea for some time, the tip of my tail occasionally playing around your neck, gently combing over the crown of your head, at times blindfolding you in play. After a while, I begin to experiment with different holds on your body, slithering my tail up, up, and up in a corkscrew until the tip of my tail is wound just so tightly under your chin, before reversing and trying the opposite, winding the tip of my tail around your feet until a great collar of scale coils around the top of your head. I twist and turn you this way and that. I can tell you're touch starved, and today I plan to remedy that. You can feel me all around you, in various holds and positions, gently and softly exploring. By the time the sun sets completely, I feel we've gotten to know each other just a little bit better, that we have a better understanding of one another. I find that talking is great, but also simply existing for a while in the space of another person in gentle silence is not to be discounted. We find the silence between us that does occur is comfortable and soft, like a familiar pillow, the talk of old friends and good colleagues. As the sun does set, you see the stars. The town below is not full of artificial light, so you can see nebula and galaxies beyond the small world on which we spin. I've wound you up in my coils, and I'm laying next to you in the tree, gently lounging on a hammock of my own body as you swing gently nearby, held and comforted, my coils adjusting to all of your needs to make sure you are comfortable and cared for. As we begin to drift off to sleep, I lean close, my forked tongue gently tickling your ear, for which I apologize. I say, when you wake up, we'll be back in my office, and you'll have to spend another day within the life around you. But I hope now you'll see all of the small kindnesses, along with little kindnesses you provide to others, and how each of these little actions reverberates out through the world like a stone thrown into a pond. I hope you will realize this, and I hope you will enjoy this. But for now, enjoy my coils and my comfort and my presence and my friendship as we drift off to sleep in the treetop treehouse. Until next time.